an extraordinary discovery about our origins suggests that modern humans might not be quite so modern after all. The story's about two skulls found in a cave in Greece in the 70s, one belonging to a Neanderthal and the other belonging to our own species, Homo sapiens. They were found a while back, but new analysis has revealed that the latter, the Homo sapiens skull, is the older of the two by roughly 40,000 years. The discovery dramatically rewrites our understanding of when humankind first left Africa and began populating the rest of the world. Nick Grimm has our report.
Scientists have believed for some time that modern humans coexisted in parts of the world with the more primitive Neanderthals as they migrated around the world. So on the face of it, the discovery that skulls found lying 30 centimetres apart in a cave in Greece were from the two different groups wasn't all that surprising. What did leave scientists scratching their heads, though, was the revelation that the so-called modern human was around 40,000 years older than the Neanderthal, who died a mere 170,000 years ago. As German paleoanthropologist Katerina Havati explains, that means modern humans had spread from Africa into Eurasia around 100,000 years sooner than previously thought.
It seems that this early expansion was actually earlier than we originally thought, and that it reached all the way into the European continent, which we did not suspect before.
The bones lay undisturbed for years, but even once found, the details about their origins was itself a while coming. They were discovered in the Apodema cave in southern Greece in the late 70s. Dubbed Apodema 1 and Apodema 2, they were encased in extremely hard rock, and years were lost attempting to free the bone fragments for further study. Modern technology eventually speeding up that process.
We can now produce a CT scan of these specimens and use virtual anthropology techniques and special software to try to restore the specimen to its original anatomy.
Scientists had initially thought both were the remains of Neanderthals, but the research revealed the older bone fragments, known as Apodema 1, had far more in common with humans living today. Katerina Havati again.
And we analysed them in relationship to the known fossil human record, so we compared them to other fossil skulls from all over Europe and Africa.
If we go 15 years back or 20 years back, it was thought that modern humans came out of Africa at about 40,000 years and went straight into Europe.
Geochronologist Rainer Grun from Australia's Griffith University helped to determine the age of the bones.
Then with the advances of new dating techniques that go further back in time, we could show that there was a modern human population in the Levant in Israel that is about 100 to 120,000 years ago. And now Apodema is older than that. What it basically implies is that there are multiple pulses of migrations out of Africa.
And as Professor Grun told RN Breakfast, that suggests the human story is a far more complex one than previously understood.
Modern humans are far more mobile than we previously thought. But on the other hand, you know, you have already Homo erectus in Indonesia at more than a million years ago. So humans migrate very far and over vast distances.
But it seems Apodema 1's own journey didn't end with death 210,000 years ago. Rainer Grun believes during the tens of thousands of years that followed, subterranean forces might have carried the bones and deposited them in their final resting place, with, extraordinarily enough, the younger Apodema 2 lying by its side for company throughout the millennia that would follow.
It's one of these freak things of nature. Finding two next to each other is highly, highly unlikely, but there you are.
Professor Rainer Grun is a co-author of the paper published in the journal Nature and is director of the Australian Research Centre for Human Evolution at Griffith University. Nick Grimm, our reporter.